Good morning. And we finished Siman Gimel. Just he gives an example, halacha l'maisa, an example where a person was traveling and they were putting food up to cook. When they would stop, they put food up to cook. They have to be careful to make sure that it's going to be cooked before Shabbos. And he says a person should be careful that it's cooked halfway. So again, the Chayadim stresses his idea of the halfway mark and not the full amount. The next Siman Dalet, we're not going to put it inside. I'll explain what the issue is and why it's not relevant nowadays. The concern that he has is a case where they put put the pot directly in the coals. So as a person takes the pot out, he's going to shift the coals. And as he shifts the coals, it causes some of the coals, which had started to flame, started to die down, their heat, as you shift them, that's the equivalent of breaking the coals, stirring the coals, and they become fired up again. So a person is doing the melacha of ma'avir, of making a havara, making an eish, is increasing the flame there. So we have a concern when a person would take the pot out of the coals of doing havara. Nowadays, even when a pot is sitting directly on the flame on top of a gas stove, and the shape of the flame changes as the pot goes up and down, the flame spread to the side. It's not the equivalent in the halacha. The heat there, which is there, remains the same, and there's no concern about taking the pot on and off in that situation. The Chayyim then does say one point which I do want to touch on. What about asking a non-Jew to take the pot off for him? So the pot is sitting on the coals, which the Jew cannot do. Now the Jew does not have intent to try and increase the flame, but it's what's known as obsecration. It's inevitable. It's demonstrating his covenants. It's not his intent. And since it's inevitable that's going to happen, it's usur. Obsecration, something which is inevitable, is usur. He says, well, you can ask a non-Jew to do it. Now, why can you ask a non-Jew to do it? It's inevitable. It's going to happen. So he says, it's not a problem. There's no problem of amir l'akum on obsecration. Amir l'akum is when I ask a goy to do X and he does X. So we look at the goy as the shliach of myself to do that. He's an extension of me, as we will see later on, Bez Hashem, in the Klal Gimel, where he talks about the lachas of amir l'akum. A scenario where I have no intent to increase the flame. The goy has no intent to increase the flame. I asked him to take the pot off the fire, and that's all that I asked him to do. So he's my shliach for that. That which there's going to be a side issue, there's going to be an automatic increase in the flame by removing the pot. I never empowered him or asked him to do so. So there's no amir la'akum on the psikration. So that is one understanding why there's no din of amir la'akum on the psikration. The second opinion says that there's no amir l'akum on psikresha, because psikresha is a lesser level of iser. Chazal did not put the din of amir l'akum of asking a guy to do it on something which is psikresha. The Mishabura points out there is an opinion which is machmer. It says there is a din of amir l'akum on psikresha, and that is the point that the Mishabura does raise over here in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, where they discuss the practical issue of getting the pot off of the fire. Since the pot was put directly into the coals many times, Mishabura does bring that chumra. However, in other places, Mishabura seems to paskin that we are not machmer, and amir l'akum on obsecration is going to be permitted. So, for example, if a person left the light on in the refrigerator by mistake, they forgot to remove the bulb. They got in the refrigerator and they forgot to remove the bulb. And they realize that it's Shabbos and they want to get the food out of the refrigerator. So they can ask a non-Jew directly to open the refrigerator for them, because you're asking a goy to open the door. You're not asking him to turn on the light. That, even though it's a psikresha, that one would turn on the light when the person opens the door, that's not what you're asking to do, and that's not your intent. So it's a mir l'akum on a psikresha, and it's going to be a mutter. Yerushalmi Zalman actually holds in that scenario that now that we've set up the refrigerator, that every time you open the door, the light goes on. That's more than a psikresha. That's part of the process of opening the door. And therefore, there is a problem of mir l'akum in that situation. You're asking the goy to turn the light. Asking him to open the door is equivalent to asking him to turn on the light. However, my other questions disagree and say that goes still under the umbrella of the rules of secretion, and the minog is a mir lakum. Under those circumstances, it's a mir lakum and of secretion, which is permitted. Have a good day.